greater than ourselves that'll restore each of us to sanity. In the second step, we talk about a very special word. We come to believe. We come to experience. We come to open up that very special gift inside of ourselves. We come to believe in a power greater than ourselves. What's so beautiful about the second step is we now begin to experience that deep down inside of each and every one of us, there is a very special and a very beautiful power. We have a name for this in the program. We call it the inner child, the inner self. You see, each of us has a beautiful potential and a beauty inside of us. And each of us has the responsibility to tap it and to touch it. And yet it's so simple and it's so beautiful. And we call these the powers of life. You see, deep down inside, we have this tremendous energy flow, and this power of life that goes through us. And what's so beautiful and special about recovery is that in the second step, because we are now in reality, we can tap that power and give ourselves permission to let it grow. But also notice the wording of the second step. It says, we come to believe. What that means is that I, by myself, cannot experience recovery, that I need people around me, that I need the fellowship of other people in recovery. I need to be able to share myself with others. And that's why one of the beautiful parts of this recovery program is the concept of building a beautiful family, a healthy family. What I've learned over the years is that family is a very interesting word, and that in my life, it is my responsibility to develop my real family, my recovery family, to build support systems and to build people around me that become for me my base of operation, my base of life. As I build the support system and I build these people in the program, we call it the we. See, in this program, we talk about we, not I. We talk about sharing. We talk about doing things together. We talk about asking for help. We talk about being with other people. And together, we have power. We have energy. What's so beautiful in the second step is I now begin to experience the we. I begin to experience developing this healthy family. Remember when I talked about codependency, how important it is for each of us to begin to look at the place where we get our needs met. One of our basic needs in life is the need for family, a need for a place to belong, a need to be around people who love you unconditionally. What's so beautiful about 12-step programs and 12-step meetings, at these meetings, you can be yourself. At these meetings, you can be honest and you can be open. At these meetings, you are unconditionally loved. At these meetings, you can even be imperfect, and it's so beautiful and so special. And so we learn the importance of building and developing that we, that healthy family, so that together we can come to believe. Together we can develop a whole process of life. In the program, we talk about the higher power, the higher self. What's so beautiful about the higher power is this, that in order to explain it and to share the higher power with you, I would like to ask you to join with me a very special and a very exclusive club. It's very beautiful. I have a nickname for it. I call it the 4-H Club. Now, this particular 4-H Club you're going to join is called the Higher Power Club. In the second step, we begin to experience the four basic powers of life. I call them the 4 H's. The first one is the power of honesty. What does the entire program teach us? If you go back to the history of Alcoholics Anonymous, and you look at chapter 5 of the big book of AA, they tell you in chapter 5, rarely have we seen this program fail if a person is willing to become totally, totally honest. The greatest and the most beautiful power of life is total honesty in everything we do in life, in all of our affairs. What's so beautiful about this process is that we finally learn in the second step that we have a power inside of us.